上午跟大家谈到，因为以色列人他们不幸软弱胆怯的心啊。
In the morning, we talked about the unfortunate fear and weaknesses of the Israelites.
为了日后的悖逆跟偏离，埋下了不安的种子。
And they planted the seeds of trouble because.
也结满了苦难的果子。
And they sowed seeds of unpeace, unrest, and they also had many troubles.
我们下来看第二章。
And so we'll continue with chapter 2.
好，第二章一到五节谈到神的施责向以色列百姓显现。
In chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, it describes how the messenger of the Lord appeared to the people.
一到二节责备以色列百姓的悖逆。
And so from verse 1 to 2, God is chastising the disobedience of the people.
在这里我们看到神他跟以色列的始祖启示永远不废弃与他们所立的约。
Here God reminds them that he swore to the forefathers of the Israelites that he would never break his covenant with them.
吩咐他们不可与迦南地的居民立约，要拆毁他们的祭坛。
And God also asked them to not make a covenant with the people of the land, but break down their altars.
圣洁的种类不可以混杂。
Because the seed of holiness could not be defiled.
神的圣洁不容许被挑战。
And God's holiness cannot be challenged.
但是以色列百姓没有听从。
But the Israelites did not listen.
所以神在第三节就颁布他的处罚，不将这些外族的人从以色列人面前赶出，要作为他们肋下的荆棘。做他们他们的这个偶像要成为以色列人的网罗。
Therefore, in verse 3, God punished them by telling them that he would not drive out the other people before them, and the people will be thorns in their sides, and the gods will be a snare to them.
当责备跟处罚一宣告，百姓们痛哭。
And so when the consequence of their disobedience was announced, the people cried.
因此那个地方的名字也取名叫哭的意思
叫波金。The people wept aloud. That's why the place is called Bochim.
哭泣如果是悔改的表现。
If weeping is a sign of repentance,
那倒还值得人们去尝试。
Then it is perhaps worth it to try.
那往往人是等眼泪一干就忘记了。
But a lot of times after the tears are dried, people forget right away.
六到十节记载着约书亚逝世之后的事情。
And from chapter verse 6 on, it describes what happens after Joshua passed away.
六到九节是知道神的世代。
And so from verse 6 to verse 9, this was the generation that knew of the Lord.
因为约书亚还在世。
Because it was during the lifetime of Joshua.
就算约书亚离世了，那一些看过神作为的以色列人的长老也还在世百姓就侍奉这个独一真神。
And apart from Joshua, there were the elders who outlived him, who had seen the great things the Lord had done from Israel.
那第四节谈到不知道神的世代。
And in verse 10, there was a whole generation that did not know of the workings of the Lord.
不知道神，也不知道神为以色列人所行的事。
They neither knew the Lord nor knew what he had done for Israel.
耶稣亚的离世，耶稣亚那个时代的人的离世，仿佛是以色列百姓他们信仰的一个分界。
And so the death of Joshua and the death of the elders that was with him, this was a dividing time for the Israelites.
除了让我们看出信仰传承的可贵需要靠着那个曾经有过体验的长者不断的讲述传给后代子孙。
So this teaches us that the passing on of our faith depends on elders and those who have experienced the work of the Lord.
我们来看生命记。
So let's turn to Deuteronomy.
第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记六章六节
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 6
六节我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上七节
verse 7
也要殷勤教训你的儿女无论你坐在家里行在路上躺下起来都要谈论他第八节
verse 8
也要系在手上为记号戴在额上为经文九节
verse 9
又要写在你的房屋的门框上并你的城门上这里劝勉啊，这个做长辈的一定要把信仰把对神的体验教导教训自己的后代
And here it commands and encourages the elders to pass down their faith to the younger generation
当这个约书亚过约旦河的时候
And when Joshua crossed the river Jordan
神特别要每个支派啊，在这个约旦河里头啊，啊，挑一块石头。
God especially wanted the leader of each tribe to bring a stone from the river.
好，然后要把啊这个石头啊立在他们所安营的地方。
And to place these stones in the place where they were setting up camp.
我们看约书亚记的第四章。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 4.
四章二十节
Joshua chapter 4 verse 20
二十节他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头约书亚就立在基甲二十一节
verse 21
对以色列人说日后你们的子孙问他们的父亲说这些石头是什么意思二十二节
verse 22
你们就告诉他们说以色列人曾走干地过着约旦河二十三节
verse 23
因为主你们的神在你们面啊前面使约旦河的水干了等着你们过来就如同主你们的神从前在我们面前使红海干了等着我们过来一样二十四节
verse 24
要使地上万民都知道神的手大有能力也要使你们永远敬畏主你们的神这里谈到约书亚以神要约书亚以这个十二块约旦河的石头来做勇士的记号
And so here it mentions how God told Joshua to ask the people to bring 12 stones from the river Jordan as a sign for the latter generations
当约书亚在身边的长老离世之后石头依然在只是百姓已经忘了谁是独一真神
But after the elders and Joshua passed away even the stones were there the people forgot who was the true God
人就是这么的健忘
This is how forgetful people are
不相信我们问问我们自己
If we don't believe it then let us ask ourselves
也许我们是第二代、第三代的信徒了。
And perhaps we are the second or third generation.
我们的父母、我们的长辈，有没有经常告诉我们当日蒙恩的经过
？Do our elders and those who are older than us do they tell us how they received the grace of the Lord？
我们是不是曾经也把我们自己的经验、体验啊，还有恩典啊，能够传承对我们的后代来宣讲？
And have we ever discussed the graces or the mercy we have received to the generation below us?
今天在我们教会有一个危机啊。
And there is a predicament in our church today.
这是曾经是啊其他的基督教会的信徒啊所羡慕的。
And but this is what the other Christians from other denominations have once admired.
你们真耶稣教会的信徒啊，每一个人都能做见证，每一个人都很多的啊，这个哦体验可以分享。
Because before the other Christians were very envious of us because they said that how come every one of your believers has so many testimonies and they can all get up and share them.
但曾几何时，每当我们联恩会的时候， 学生灵恩会的时候，我们要找人见证，却苦无人可以见证。
But nowadays, when we have spiritual convocations or SSCs, we want to get people to testify, but there are none.
如同这里所说的，那个不认识神的世代出现了。
And it is just as it is written here, the whole generation, who grew up, who neither knew the Lord nor what He had done for Israel.
那个不知道神为我们行奇事的世代出现了。
This new generation grew up who did not know of the Lord.
那这正好是为往后百姓的悖逆偏离做了个最好的注脚。
And this is the best aid for the disobedience of the people.
好，所以啊，从第十一节开始就记载以色列人悖逆离弃神。
So starting from verse 11, we see the disobedience of the people and how they departed from God.
11节到13节记载他们行恶，他们拜偶像。
And from verse 11 to verse 13, it describes how they did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals.
离弃了领他们出埃及的他们列祖所侍奉的神，去叩拜周围列国列邦的神，惹神生气。
They forsook the Lord that brought them out of Egypt, and they followed and worshipped various gods of the people around them.
于是神就把他们交在他们的仇敌手中。
Therefore, God turned them over to the hands of their enemies.
换句话说，神不跟他们同在了。
Another way to say it is that the Lord was no longer with them.
早上我们也谈过。在当日的以色列，无论在文化上，无论在经济上，在人数上啊，都比不上迦南文化、迦南的经济、迦南的人。
And we mentioned this morning that no matter it was culture or the economy or the people or the number of people, the Israelites could not compare to the Canaanite civilization around them.
昔日的迦南人怕的是谁？不是怕以色列人啊，是怕以色列人所侍奉的神。
But the Canaanites, they were not afraid of the Israelites. What they were afraid of was the God of the Israelites.
没有神的以色列人有什么好怕的？
So what was it to fear of these people if they didn't have a God?
同样，今天魔鬼怕的是什么？不是怕我们人哎，不是怕基督徒哎，而是怕基督徒所侍奉的基督。
In the same way, the devil is not afraid of us. He's not afraid of Christians. Instead, he is afraid of the God that Christians worship.
当把基督从基督徒，把基督从基督的教会拿走之后啊，魔鬼不会怕的。
And once you remove Christ from Christ's church, the devil will no longer be afraid.
罗马书说啊，没有基督的灵就不属基督啊。
And in the book of Romans, it tells us, without the Spirit of the Lord, we do not belong to God.
今天我们真耶稣教会是蒙圣灵亲自所建立的。
And the true Jesus Church today was built by the Holy Spirit.
如果我们失去了圣灵，失去了圣灵的能力。
But if we lose the Holy Spirit, if we lose the power of the Holy Spirit,
那就不再真了。
Then we will no longer be true.
魔鬼也不再怕了。
And the devil will no longer be afraid of us.
所以我们要宝贵神给我们的恩赐啊。
So we should treasure the grace that the Lord has given us.
经常祈求圣灵充满同在。
And we should often ask for the abidance and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
不要让我们的灵性浑浑噩噩啊，不知去哪里，不知为何而信。
And we should not let our spirituality wander around and not even know why we believe what we believe.
神不同在迦南啊，这些外族人啊，就攻击，就欺压当地的以色列人。
And because the Lord was not with them, the Canaanites, they attacked and they overpowered the Israelites.
十六节到二十三节谈到士师的兴起。
And so from verse 16 to 23, it discusses the rising of the judges.
神兴起士师，拯救他们脱离抢夺他们人的手。
The Lord raised up judges who saved the Israelites out of the hands of the raiders.
那我们看到十七节啊，百姓仍然执迷不悟啊，不但不听从神，连神所兴起的士师， 他们也不听从。
But in verse 17, it says, yet they would not listen to their judges, but prostituted themselves to other gods and worshiped them.
可以说硬着心肠，顽梗悖逆到底。
And so their hearts were hardened and they were disobedient to the end.
18-19节啊，记载着堕落的循环啊。
And so from verse 18 to 19, it discusses the cycle of disobedience and falling.
受欺压，呼求神，神兴起士师拯救他们，然后他们得到太平，然后又犯罪，又受欺压，又呼求神。
And so they would be conquered by their enemies. They would cry out to God. A judge would come up, and the Lord would save them. But then they would repeat their sins over and over again.
这个堕落的循环，仿佛正是描述着今日我们的灵性一样。
And so our spirituality is very much like the cycle of disobedience that they experienced.
想想看，当日在台前见证痛哭流涕的人，现在在哪里？
So we think about those who stood up and testified with tears. Where are they now?
见证神怎么样的救赎，怎么样的拣选的人，现在又在哪里？
And what about those who testified how the Lord saved them and brought them? Where are they now?
岂不如同这里所记载的一个循环接着一个循环？
Isn't it like what's recorded here? It's one cycle after the other.
没有办法超越。
And they could not break out of this cycle.
20-23节记载神的处置。
And verse 20-23, it talks about how God dealt with this.
神的怒气向以色列百姓发作。
Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel.
因为百姓悖逆神，悖逆神的吩咐，不守神的约。
Because the people disobeyed the commands of the Lord and violated the covenant.
所以，约书亚死后留下来的那些迦南地的外族人呢，神也不再把他们赶出去了。
And so the Lord no longer drove out the nations that Joshua left when he died.
要借着他们来试验以色列人是不是照着他们列祖遵行神的道理。
And God was going to use them to test Israel and to see whether or not they would keep the way of the Lord.
所以这些迦南外族啊，他们成为神管教以色列人，神试验以色列人的工具了。
And so these other tribes in Canaan, they became the tools by which God punished the Israelites and also tested them to see whether or not they would keep the commands.
所以从这第二章里头也让我们学习到，今天我们的信仰是不是也如同士师时代一样。
So chapter 2 makes us think about whether or not our faith is like the Israelites back in the day of the judges.
陷入那种循环当中。
Are we in one of those cycles?
这是让我们教会没有办法往外扩展的原因。
And this is one of the reasons why our church has problems expanding.
传道都变牧师了，都注目在教会里头啊，一天到晚就是牧养这些不断软弱不断软弱的这些弟兄姐妹。
All the preachers have become pastors. They stay within the church and they keep on pastoring the believers who keep on becoming weak and weak.
而这些人原本应该要当师父的，应该要吃干粮的。
And these people should become teachers and should be eating solid food.
要长大成人，成为尖兵，成为战士的。
They had to grow up to become adults and to become the Christian soldiers.
但却成为教会成为传道人牧养的重担。
But then they have become the huge burden of pastoring for these pastors and preachers.
于是我们无暇外顾啊，没有办法对外宣教开拓。
So we are unable to go and preach to the outside.
如同士师时代一样。
Just as it was during the time of the judges.
我们要想一想，我们是不是也进入到那个不认识神的世代里头。
So we must think about, have we entered the generation that does not know of the Lord?
我们是不是也是这个不认识神世代当中的一员呢？
Are we a member of this generation that does not know of the Lord?
为什么我要信耶稣？
Why do I believe in Christ?
为什么我会信耶稣？
Why am I believing in Christ?
耶稣在我生命当中有什么计划，有什么样的 position?
What kind of position or plan does the Lord have in my heart?
不知道。
I don't know.
那我们岂不像 世世世代的以色列百姓一样。
So are we not like the Israelites in the time of the judges?
所以我们从第二章让我们看出神的警神当日警告以色列人的言语啊谆谆在耳。
And so we see the tone in which the Lord warns the Israelites in this chapter.
也如同对我们今日的信徒啊敲醒那个警钟一样。
And it is the same type of warning bell that the Lord is ringing for the believers today.
这是第二章。
So this is chapter 2.
来看第三章。
Let's move on to chapter 3.
三章的一到六节谈到神留下外族人啊，要作为试炼以色列人的啊这个工具啊。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, it discusses how the Lord preserves the other tribes to test the Israelites.
为什么神要留下这些外族人呢？
And why did the Lord preserve these other peoples?
从第二章的一开始我们可以知道是因为以色列人他们抗命的缘故。
And from chapter 2, we know it's because of the disobedience of the Israelites.
他们原本可以靠着神把这些外族人全然的赶逐啊。
And originally they could rely on the power of the Lord and get rid of all these other people.
但因为他们背叛。
But because they disobeyed.
没有信心。
They did not have faith.
恐惧害怕。
They were afraid.
甚至只看眼前的好处。
And they only looked at the good that was in front of them.
这些迦南人来当我们奴隶多好啊。
How good of it is if we can have all these Canaanite slaves?
我们就不用自己做了。
We don't have to do the work ourselves.
所以，神留下外族人，因为以色列人他们的悖逆抗命。
And so because of the rebellion of the Israelites, the Lord preserved these other people.
短暂的好处对人来说是很吸引人的。
And so short-term benefits are very alluring to people.
因为往往它都是以很直接而且很诱惑的方式所呈现出来。
Because a lot of times they're very direct and very seductive.
扫罗为什么会违抗神的吩咐，没有将亚玛利人彻底消灭？
And why did Saul go against the commands of the Lord and not get rid of the Amalekites?
因为顾惜那些上好的牛羊啊。
Because he wanted the nice cattle that they had.
再来也考虑到自己的名声啊。
And he also thought about his own fame.
如果我照神的吩咐去按这个全军出去，全军回来，谁知道我扫罗如何的英勇杀敌？谁知道我扫罗有何丰功伟业？
If I saw truly use all my army and go out and come back, how will people know how brave I am?
也没有人会夹道欢呼说我王万岁啊。
And nobody would greet me in the streets and yell, long live the king.
如果我掳了这些这个上好的牛羊回来，再把敌人的王抓回来，我岂不是能够在众百姓长老面前大大的风光风光？
Yeah, if I go and plunder all this great oxen and cattle and I capture the king of the enemy, then wouldn't I be glorious in front of my people?
短暂的好处就是这么的直接，这么露骨的呈现在我们面前诱惑。
And so this is how direct the short-term benefits are, as they come before us and seduce us.
至于神所要给的平安，神所要给应许的永生，看不到啊。
But instead, we cannot see the peace or the promise of everlasting life that the Lord has promised us.
今生还是比较好啦。
And it seems like the present time is better.
所以以色列人抗命。
And so the Israelites disobeyed.
是神留下迦南人的原因。
And they rebelled, and that was the reason why the Lord preserved the Canaanites.
再来三章的一到二节。
And if we look at chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
神留下这些外族人是为了要试验那个不知道与迦南征战之事的以色列人，好叫以色列人的后代 知道并且学习未曾晓得的战士。
And these are the nations the Lord left to test all the Israelites who had not experienced any of the wars in Canaan. And he did this to teach warfare to the descendants of the Israelites who did not have the battle experience.
哦，所以这些外族人啊，成为以色列人他们学习征战的假想敌的工具啦。
And so these other tribes became the tools by which the Lord taught the Israelites.
那第四个啊，第三个原因呢
？And the third reason.
第四节那边。
Is in verse 4.
哦，留下这几族啊，为要试炼以色列人，知道他们肯听从神借着摩西吩咐他们列祖的诫命不肯。哦，就要考验啊，以色列百姓是不是啊有信心，是不是顺服神。
In verse 4, it tells us that these people were left to test the Israelites to see whether or not they would obey the Lord's commands.
哦，早上我们也谈到啊，啊，在这个出埃及记二十三章，还有生命记的第七章啊，神答应以色列百姓啊，用渐进的方式把他们的敌人啊给赶逐出去。
And this morning we talked about how in Exodus 23 and Deuteronomy chapter 7, the Lord promised to drive out the people slowly.
哦，因为怕田地荒凉，怕野兽伤害人。
Because he was afraid that the land would become desolate and the wild beasts would hurt the people.
哦，但是在这些的考验当中，我们看出啊，以色列人他们是失败的。
But in these tests, we can see that the Israelites failed.
好，五节到六节。
In verse 5 and 6,
记载着以色列人竟然住在迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人中间。以色列人住在迦南人中间。
It says the Israelites lived among the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. They lived amongst the Canaanites.
圣洁的种类与外族混杂了。
And the line that was holy was mixed in with the other people.
第六节说，娶他们的女儿为妻，将自己的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，并且侍奉他们的神。
Verse 6 it says, they took their daughters in marriage and gave their own daughters to their sons and served their gods.
被他们同化掉了。
And they were assimilated by the people.
我们看到以色列人的失败，没有分别为圣。
So we see the failure of the Israelites was because they were not separate and holy.
啊，这是我们看到啊，这个第三章记载神留下外族人的原因，还有以色列人他们的失败。
And so this in chapter 3 we see why God preserved the other people and the failure of the Israelites.
七节到十一节记载着第一个堕落的循环。
So from verse 7 to verse 11, it records the first cycle of this failure.
以色列人行神眼中看为恶的事，忘记神与他们，啊，忘记主他们的神啊，去侍奉偶像。
The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. They forgot the Lord their God and served the Baals and the Asherahs.
所以神把他们交在米索波大米王古山利撒田的手中。被欺压了八年。
And so the Lord gave them into Cushan-Rithaim, the king of Aram, for 8 years.
当以色列人呼求神的时候，神就为他们兴起一位拯救者。
And when they cried out to the Lord, the Lord rose up a person who would save them.
就是迦纳。加勒哈，加勒的侄儿俄陀涅。
And this was Caleb's nephew Othniel.
神的灵降在他的身上，他就做以色列人的士师啊，出去征战。
And the spirit of the Lord came upon him, so he became Israel's judge and went to war.
好，拯救以色列人，国中太平四十年。
And so there was peace in the land for 40 years.
哦，我们看这个俄陀涅，上午跟大家分享哈，他是啊这个信心的加勒哈啊的这个侄儿。
And so this morning we shared how Othniel was the nephew of Caleb who had faith.
哦，圣经记载着神亲自称赞加勒，他另有一个心智，专一的跟从神。
And the Bible praises Caleb for being so firm in his faith toward God.
他的这种精神势必也影响到他的后代额头念。
So surely Caleb's spirit had affected the younger generations, including his nephew.
所以神就拣选他来拯救以色列人。
And so the Lord chose him to save the Israelites.
国中太平了40年之久。
And there was peace in the land for 40 years.
但没有多久啊。 以色列人又行神眼中看为恶的事。
But not long afterwards, the Israelites again did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
神又把他们交给摩押王伊基伦。And
so once again, the Lord gave them into the hands of Eglon, king of Moab.
被欺压了18年。And
they were trampled upon for 18 years.
我们看到神的管教是一次比一次来的重。
And we see that the chastisement or the punishment of the Lord is stronger every time.
我们也看到这个人的软弱，没有办法因着神的帮助拯救，就维持了。And
we see that the weaknesses of man cannot be helped merely by the salvation of the Lord.
所以他们进入到第二个堕落的循环里。
So once again, they fell into another cycle.
于是以色列人又求救，呼求神的帮助。
So again, the Israelites cried out to the Lord.
神就兴起一位是便雅悯人基拉的儿子，叫以物。
And so the Lord rose up the son of Gera the Benjamite, and his name was Ehud.
圣经特别记载说，他是一个左手便利的人。
And the Bible takes note to mention that he was a left-handed man.
便雅悯意思是使用右手的儿子。
And the meaning of Benjamin was the son of those who use their right hand.
却出了一位左手便利的以物。
But then they had this person who was left-handed.
可以说跟他的名称，跟他种族类的名称不一样。
So we can say it was different from the name of his tribe.
也许在当时的世代里头，在这个使用右手的儿子的这个族群里头，这个以物是一个异类的。And
perhaps in this tribe of those who were right-handed, Ehud was the odd one out.
也许是人家看不起的。
And perhaps he was despised by others.
因为他跟人家不一样。
Because he was different.
但是他却能够使用他的这个特长，就是左手便利来服侍神。
But he could use his specialty, which was his left-handedness, to serve the Lord.
来拯救以色列百姓。
And to save the Israelites.
这也等于告诉我们。And
this teaches us.
今天神给每个人的不同的恩赐。
The Lord gives everyone different gifts.
重要的是你了不了解神给你什么恩赐。
And the important thing is whether or not we realize what kind of gifts the Lord gives us.
如同大卫，当他自请出战的时候，扫罗给他军装一穿上，太大了。
Just as when David went to war, Saul gave him his own armor, but when David tried it on, it was too large.
不方便。It
was cumbersome.
他把它脱掉了。
And so he took off the armor.
拿起他所惯用的机弦，还有杖，他出去出征了。And
so he took his staff and his sling, which he was used to, and he went to war.
王的军装是何等的荣耀！And
how glorious it is to have the armor of a king.
多少人梦寐以求，想要试穿一下的。And
so many people dream of even trying it on.
今天呢，大卫却能够毅然地把它摘除掉。But
David was able to take it off.
因为不适合了。Because
it wasn't fitting.
穿不惯了。And
he wasn't used to it.
不方便了。It
was cumbersome.
把它摘除了。So
he took it off.
他不恋战那些名分地位头衔。He
did not long for the status or the title.
同样的，今天这个以物啊。 他虽然是使用右手的族类，
And in the same way, Ehud, even though he came from a people of right-handedness,
但是他却是左手便利的,
but he was a left-handed person.
他就运用他的专长来侍奉, 来完成神的任务。
And he used his specialty to serve the Lord and complete the mission that God gave him.
以色列人托他送礼物给这个伊基伦,
and the Israelites sent him to give a gift to the king.
被人家挟制欺压18年, 没办法抵抗, 只好用礼物啊, 来博取别人的欢心。
And because they had been subject for 18 years, there was nothing they could do except use a tribute to gain the favor of the king.
可气的是啊, 竟然是叫礼物去送。
And it was even more angering for him that Ehud had to be the one to send the gift.
但Ehud把握住这个机会。
But Ehud used this opportunity.
好, 他打造了一把, 啊, 两刃的剑, 啊, 戴在右腿的衣服里面。
And so he made a double-edged sword about a foot and a half long, and he strapped it to his right thigh under his clothing.
哦, 在献完礼物之后, 啊, 他, 哦, 这个靠近王啊, 对王说啊, 机密的事要告诉你。
And after he presented the tribute, he went up to the king and said that he was he had a secret to tell him.
哦, 王啊, 不疑有他, 啊, 送完礼物吗? 啊, 这个也真是很友好的人啊, 哎, 左右通通退下。
And so the king thought this was a very friendly person who just paid tribute, so he told everyone to leave.
真的如同啊, 哦, 真言所说的, 礼物可以带人到位尊的人那边去。
And just as it says in Proverbs, a gift can bring you to certain people.
啊, 礼物可以帮人开路的。
And gifts can open doors.
哎, 降低, 哦, 这个伊基伦王 对以物的警戒心,
and it lowered the suspicion of the king.
哦, 以物趁这个时候拔出剑来啊, 就刺进伊基伦王的肚子里头。
And Ehud took this opportunity to draw the sword and plunged it into the king's belly.
哦, 而且很沉着冷静地出来, 把门关好。
And then he calmly left and closed the doors.
让王的仆人啊, 以为王啊, 正在上厕所。
And it caused the other servants to believe that the king was using the bathroom.
等到啊, 过了一段时间, 等得不耐烦啊, 拿钥匙一打开, 发现王已经被刺杀了, 以物老早就逃走了。
And they waited to the point of embarrassment, but when he did not open the door, they took a key and unlocked them, and they found that the Lord had, their king had died.
我们看到遗物何等的沉着冷静。
So we see how calm Ehud was.
也看出啊, 这个伊基伦王何等的轻敌跟大义。
And we also see how the king Eglon, he was not cautious.
遗物啊, 离开皇宫, 他到, 哦, 这个, 西伊拉在以法莲的山地吹角带领着以色列百姓拦住这个仇敌。And
Ehud then went to Sarah, where he blew a trumpet, and all the Israelites gathered.
拯救了这个以色列百姓脱离摩押的辖制，太平了80年之久。And
he led them to strike down the Moabites, and they had peace for 80 years.
哦, 那么看到以物他运用他的恩赐, 拯救了以色列百姓。
So we see how Ehud used his gift to deliver salvation to the Israelites.
那今天我们也应当去发掘神给我们的恩赐在哪里。
And so today we should also try to discover what type of gifts the Lord has given us.
哦, 不需要盲目的去追逐跟人家一样。
And we don't have to blindly follow others and try to be like them.
哦, 重要的是你愿不愿意为神所用。
The important thing is whether or not we want to be used by the Lord.
哦, 小兵也会立大功。
Because even the smallest of soldiers can help perform a great deed.
哦, 神要用人, 不论什么方法, 什么才能。
And when God wants to use a person, no matter what they have and what gifts they have.
接下来, 三章最后一节那个加山, 他用赶牛的棍子打死600非利士人。
God will use them. And the next one was Shamgar.
有人说三家拿的这个赶牛棍大概三尺长。
Shamgar used an ox goad to save Israel, and some people say that it's about 3 feet. Three meters?
3公尺长,
Some people say the ox goad was 3 meters.
好像棍子一样,那前头有铜做的尖尖的。
And they said it was like a large stick, and on the end, there was a bronze something sharp.
那原本是拿来赶牛用的。And
the original use of it was to prod the oxen.
却能够成为拯救以色列百姓得胜敌人的兵器。
But this ox goad was used as a weapon to save the Israelites.
好，所以今天我们。 或许如同保罗所说的，在大户人家里头，只不过当那个瓦器，当那个木器的。
And so perhaps today we are like what Paul describes, how we were are only an earthen vessel or a wood vessel in a person's house.
我们不是贵重的器皿，不是金器银器。
And we are not made of gold or silver or valuable materials.
但是如果我们愿意成为圣洁，合乎主用的话。
But if we are willing to purify ourselves and be worthy of the Lord to use,
也能够像这边这个三家的赶牛棍一样,
we can also be like the ox goad that Shamgar used,
成为这末世救人的器皿,
and to be a tool of salvation in the end times.
我们从这个第三章我们看到神的拯救,
and In chapter 3, we can see the salvation of the Lord.
看到神他用人的奇妙,
and the wonder by which God uses people.
所以求神帮助我们,
and we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们每一个人都能够像这个世世世代这个黑暗里头的明灯一样,
that all of us can be like the light in the dark times of the judges.
成为神 在这个时代所使用的器皿跟工具,
and to be a tool that the Lord uses in this generation.
这是四世纪的第三章,
and this is what Judges chapter 3 is about.
不知道大家有没有什么问题啊?
Does anyone have any questions?
对于神要以色列人灭绝迦南人，把迦南人赶出，赶出去，大家的看法是什么？
And what do you think about how the Lord wanted to drive out all the people who lived in Canaan?
是一种圣战，还是一种侵略？
Were they attacking these people, or was it a holy war?
不知道大家有没有曾经想过这个问题啊？
And I don't know if people have thought of this question before.
有没有人为迦南人抱不平的？
And does anyone feel sorry for the Canaanites?
是问题还是？
So is that a question? Or? 所以, can you speak a little louder?
所以他违背人权。我也曾经这么想过。
So I also thought that it violates human rights.
不但是我们这样想，有这种想法，先知以前的先知也有这样的想法。
The prophet, it's not only us who thinks this way, but the prophets used to think this way as well.
当神兴起亚述人刑罚以色列人的时候， 以色列人先知也很不平衡啊。
And when the Lord brought up the Assyrians to strike against the Israelites, the prophets were kind of imbalanced in their thinking as well.
为什么用一个比我们更残忍、更没有人道的这个种族啊，来刑罚我们？
And why use a more violent people to punish us?
神回答说啊，至于用来刑罚你们的那个邪恶的种族，像亚述帝国，神也会刑罚他们。
But the Lord said, even those who do more evil, more wicked than you, like the Assyrian Empire, the Lord will also punish them.
就如同圣经说啊，神特意要把世人圈在罪里头一样啊，世人都犯了罪。
And just as the Bible tells us that the whole world is in sin.
神借着以色列人进到迦南人，对迦南人也是一种刑罚跟审判。
And so the Lord is, when the Lord asked the Israelites to go into the land of Canaan, it was also a form of punishment, toward the Canaanites.
在当日的那个世代里头。
And for that generation especially.
他们悖逆神。
They turned against the Lord.
拜偶像。
They worshipped idols.
他们的这个。宗教还有他们的社会道德败坏堕落
and they had their morals in their society and in their religion were very low
这个我们从俄摩拉索多玛还有四世纪的后面那个基比亚他们这个罪行啊就可以看得出来
and we can see all these sins in Sodom, Gomorrah and even Gibeah in the end of the book of Judges
男女男这个行可憎恶的事情
and men performed unrighteous deeds with other men
把人献为祭
and they offered human sacrifices
所以神借着以色列人对当日那个时代的迦南人的审判
and so through the Israelites the Lord brought judgment upon the Canaanites of that time
同样的以色列人犯罪效法当地迦南人行恶神也用迦南人来刑罚以色列人
and in the same way when the Israelites did the same wickedness as in the land of Canaan then the Lord used the Canaanites to punish the Israelites
直到新约的时代
this is all until the New Testament
神的救恩临到所有的人类
when the Lord's salvation came upon all people.
但是对当时那个时代的人来说
But in that particular generation,
在那个时空的阶段里头
in that frame of time,
仿佛看到好像是神厚此薄彼啊，偏爱以色列人这个苦待外族，或者是用外族来刑罚自己的选民。
It seemed like God was playing favoritism, that the Lord had His chosen people to punish the others and use the other people to punish the Israelites.
但就整个救恩的连贯性历史来看
，But in the whole scheme of salvation and the history of it,
我们可以看到那是神奇妙的作为，神的怜悯，神的管教，神的提醒。
We can see that it was the miraculous, the wondrous deed of the Lord, and his, because of his love and his warnings to the people.
这是我们在读旧约历史的时候要有的一个中心思想。
And this is the type of thinking we should have when we are studying the Old Testament.
才不会陷进所谓的圣战情节里头啊。
And so this way we will not fall into the thinking of holy wars.
莫名其妙的同情以色列人或者是这个替这个外族人抱不平啊。
And we might have compassion for the Israelites or the non-Israelite people for no reason.
才能够比较站在这个中肯历史的角度来衡量整个历史的作为啊。
And if we have the view, then we can look at history from a more detached perspective and see the entirety.
历史像一面镜子一样。
Because history is like a mirror.
让我们知道世代兴替。
And it warns us about the generations.
这乌菲亚, 也是要帮助我们,
and this is also a help to ourselves.
认识神的, 这个大能, 顺服神的作为,
for us to understand the might of the Lord and His deeds.
我们这一节就分享到这边,
so this is all we have to share for this session.
那么明天再继续来谈第三个循环,
we'll continue to discuss the third cycle tomorrow.
女士师底波拉,
of the female judge, Deborah.
同情我的。